First person singular. The views expressed in this piece are those of the author. David Anthony, teacher of American and African history at UC Santa Cruz, remembers the years of his son's coming of age.
As the parent of an assertive black male adolescent, I alternate between encouraging and restraining my soon-to-be 17-year-old son, Jibril. DJ is extremely personable, indeed charismatic. He has the public posture of a politician, in the best sense. But he lives on a knife edge. Like all African-American males, his life could change in a heartbeat, in an encounter with any bearer of a badge and a gun. Never mind that his paternal grandfather spent 2.5 decades enforcing the law. DJ's life is wholly his own, or so he would like to believe, as all of us do when turning from 16 to 17. What heady times. At that age, we're so full of ourselves, it seems that we are all that matter. But there are other realities as well. Every party he and his friends go to tends to be broken up by the police. I fear that someone in uniform will note his distinctive appearance in a way that may come back to haunt all of us. And then what? No, things are not the way they once were, but they are nowhere near being perfect for young males of color. DJ has been in the car with me when we were stopped and commented racial profiling. He doesn't miss a trick. He is, as my father would have said, sharp as a tack. But he is not alone in this world, and none of us is powerful enough to overcome the fear that black males of any age symbolize to persons in authority. While I never want to see him have to compromise his principles, his mother and I want above all to see him come back home safely each night. The fearsome shadow of the long arm of the law lurks behind the coming of age of every young African-American man, and it is not foreign to African-American women either. So together we take a deep breath whenever DJ goes out and hold it until we hear him enter the house once again.
This piece was produced by Guy Lanier and Margie Kern Marshall. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.